Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review episode of Extreme Scream Park at Twin Lakes Family Theme Park. Extreme Scream Park has always been one of our highlight events and we thoroughly enjoyed it. The first year we went through the village, we were absolutely blown away. The second year when Hoodoo Voodoo returned, again we thought that was probably our favourite maze of the 2018 season. So we were excited to get back to Extreme Scream Park for the 2019 season. So without any further ado, let's take you to our on-location audio from Extreme Scream Park.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello and welcome to this on-location episode, review episode of Extreme Scream Park here at the Twin Lakes Family Theme Park. It's not family tonight though. It gets dark, it gets scary, it gets scary and sweary this evening. We've got five attractions to go through and review, and then we've also got the brand new Circus Big Top to check out as well. I'm here with Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going very well, thank you, Michael.
Okay. You excited to be back at Extreme Scream Park? It's always one of our favourite events.
Yeah, I love Extreme. I love the whole atmosphere of it and the length of the mazes. And
yeah, really long.
I'm just dead excited. And now we're here.
Yeah, definitely. We've also got a Starflyer ride, a couple of other rides that are included in your admission ticket, which is cool. That's, you don't really get that anywhere else. So I will not be going on it because it's terrifying. But we've got Hoodoo Voodoo, we've got The Village, we've got Stilton Hall, we've got Pie Factory, and of course we have Ash Hill Penitentiary. So we're going to go through each of the attractions, take you along with us. Remember, you can check out our Scare Cam episode over on YouTube, just showing a few snippets of the raw footage of this event. So head over to youtube.com/scaretrack. We're with two recruits as well with us today, two guest hosts. We're with Dan from Park Scares and Glitter. Dan, you excited?
Hello.
Looking forward to be back in your...
Who's this?
Hello.
Who's this? Is this Mikey?
Yeah, it's Mikey, hello.
We've seen him before.
Oh no, they're going to see a lot more of me in a minute, aren't they?
Well, it's Daniel.
It is.
Do I need to fill out a GDPR form?
No. We'll send you all these,
Thanks very much, cheers. Well, there's a guy been flashing at me already. Brilliant. So, Dan, you have actually acted here on a number of occasions.
I have. I acted here for 3 years. First year was Cedric Damore in Stilton Hall, and then for the past 2 years after that, I was the Dark Reverend Bloodhusk in The Village.
Awesome. Are you excited to see it from a different point of view today?
I am, because I've never actually been through it properly at all.
As a punter. Right. Crikey. So we're also with Natalie as well, who's currently working here. Is again going to be cool for you to see it from a different point of view.
Yeah, this is my third year as a guest and obviously my first year working here at Twin Lakes. So I've been in The Village and in Hoodoo Voodoo so far this year. But I am ready to get murdered.
Okay, we're going to get murdered tonight. Right, okay, so we're going to go through all the attractions. Come along with us for the ride. And remember to check out that scare cam over on youtube.com/scaretrack.
You going to
right.
The actors, please.
Wow.
No running, no filming inside.
Thank you. So the first attraction we're going to go into is Ash Hill Penitentiary, a favourite here.
Oh, us.
Where are you going? VIP? Why are you a VIP? Have you got special arms and legs, Uncle E? VIP? Very get back out! You're not allowed in here.
Very
good. Here we go! Dinner time! Oh, look at all this fresh meat. Ah, what have we got here? Go on, get him, come on. Ah, yummy! Did I tell you it was
great? Okay, so the first attraction we have just done there was Ashall Penitentiary, which we got to give kudos for how long the maze is, in fairness. It's a very, very long attraction, and it, in fairness, all the attractions here at Extreme Scream are so much longer than so many other places that we visit, isn't there? We have to be 100% honest, and we pride ourselves on honesty. I think there are a few issues with batching, because we were right behind Littermix, but the Saturdays are just behind us. A load of screaming kids.
Conga line the whole way through, and for a maze that size, it gets a little bit awkward after a while.
Which is a shame, because the theming in there is beautiful. It looks good. There's some nice smell pods in there. The floor that vibrates. I mean, Hannah wanted to sit down. It's always an awesome scare on there, and they have the great scare tactics in there, but... It was just a bit too conga lining. Something I'd like to see as well is them change up the lights throughout the whole thing. It is purely just on, off, on, off, on, off. And it's like that throughout the whole sort of thing. I do think that theming in there is so beautiful. It is so immersive.
I think a change in strobe would definitely enhance it.
I think a change in lighting and a change in batching would be beneficial. Yeah. Would you say the same, Dan?
Yeah, I think I'd agree that. I mean, the spider room was a nice change.
It was different.
That was something different. But again, I mean, we were fine for about the first 3-4 minutes in, and then we got caught up with a slow group.
Yeah, and then the group behind us caught up as
well.
Yeah,
and then the after group grew up.
Definitely.
But yeah, I know what you mean about the light pattern. It does seem to be the same throughout the maze, but still, it's such a beautifully themed attraction. It
really is.
You can't fault that at all.
Absolutely. And the sounds in there, the theming in there is really, really good. It is beautiful. I really liked, there was a section of body bags. We're all used to body bags, but there was a body bag that was sort of moved as if the guy was
alive.
I really
liked the addition of animatronics.
You like the animatronics? Yeah,
yeah,
there was a few in there that
I
were really cool.
I think that they were scattered around far enough apart that it didn't seem like there was too many. But, yeah, they were in really good places. Like the body, it looked like we were in an area that had bodies hanging from the ceiling. It looked like one of them was alive. There was a burnt, charred guy on a table that worked really well. I liked the addition this year.
Yeah, definitely. Excellent. Right, OK, so that was our first attraction. Let's carry on. This park is nice and big, so we're going to go up now to our next maze.
Evening, are we, my loves?
We are, yes.
Welcome to Stilton Hall Hotel and Health Spa. Come on in and follow me.
Thank you.
I've got a wonderful treatment to start you off. Take a seat in our luxury sauna experience.
Lovely. As you can tell, we're going in the hotel, Stilton Hall Hotel and Health Spa.
Now you have a moment to relax before you're collected, so sit tight, enjoy your stay.
Welcome to Stilton Hall Hotel and Health Spa. Here at Stilton Hall, we have been transforming the human race for the last 125 years by offering cutting-edge services, steaming and extraction techniques, the perfect deep soul cleanse. Please visit your master and his team.
Thank you.
statue. Another fucking
right then, guys, so we have just been through Stilton Hall Hotel Spa, and that's, again, a very, very long maze. I think it's 50-something rooms. They have changed a little bit in there as well. They've changed one of the claustrophobia tunnels. It's now like a maintenance area, Hannah?
Yeah. Yeah. Construction.
Like a construction area, yeah. So very different, very long. I think it was just... I like the new animatronics in there as well, actually. There's a few nice new ones in there.
Yeah, I felt
the one from the ceiling was great, actually. I love the ceiling animatronic.
We were batched in a group of four, and if you're any further than two back, you don't get them.
Right, I see. So you were at the back of the group.
So me and Dan switched at one point, so I was number three, and I still didn't get them.
Right.
I felt that there was more animatronics than actors.
It seemed it.
Personally... that's probably the worst run I've had of my favourite maze here.
It's a shame, yeah, because we've got to make a point that they are so beautifully themed.
Oh God, yeah, it's stunning. Yeah,
it just seems a little light on actors, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, which for me, as it being my favourite here, was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah. Understandable. That's understandable. Yeah, definitely. But still, looks beautiful. Again, smell pods in there were great. They seem all to be wearing big long wigs now.
Yes.
Why do they wear wigs?
Everyone's wearing massive wigs and masks. I don't know if they've got rid of the makeup team.
Yeah, last year they had masks, but this year is all very wiggy. I'm not too sure. Different. Yeah, we have been through there. We've had great runs through there before. We've spoke about this on the podcast so many times. Consistency, scare attractions are tours that just aren't going to go together, no matter how good they are. Dan, your thoughts on Stilton?
I like the changes of the new rooms and the new areas. I think that some of the animatronics were possibly a little too close, that you became very aware that the noise which you would hopefully be getting from actors scaring you was an animatronic sound.
Yeah,
but
true.
But I mean, getting rid of that third claustrophobia tunnel was such a good move.
Yeah, it
was
so much
better. It was such a nice... It kind of made me feel like they've broken through to a new area.
Yeah.
And it was kind of under renovation, which was really nice to see.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that, definitely. It's nice that they're still updating mazes, absolutely. Right, we're going to go over to our next attraction. Join us for the ride.
I will say... Ashley and Sally in the nun room, in the nanny room, absolutely fantastic.
They're good. Well, they are missing a trick here. There's a room that I love in there, which is all the nurses, and there's like
the
12 Hill. Nurses, like Silent Hill nurses. Yeah. They're missing a trick by not having one of those as a real person. Again, they had another person that was in a mask and a really long wig. They should have had the one dressed up as that. It was too samey. All the characters were the same. I'm sometimes in awe, even if I don't get the scares, I'm just looking at the attraction
because it's still beautiful. Yeah,
it's beautiful to walk through.
So we have just come out of the circus here, and the individual sort of shows were really good. They ended that finale with the guys on the two.
I couldn't watch it.
You can't watch. It's basically the circle things, and they spin round. The death wheel sort of thing. Yeah, head over to Scarecam to check it out on YouTube. But you couldn't watch it.
I couldn't, no, because I always just look at those things and think
someone might die.
Yes, there is no safety net. One wrong move, someone's dead.
Absolutely. Then there's a girl on the silks, who was really cool as well, and the guy getting out of the straitjacket as well. The individual sort of set pieces were good.
The talent
was good. Absolutely, yes. Yeah, so fair play to those individual pieces. We've got three more mazes to do. I don't know. Yeah, we have Hoodoo Voodoo, The Village, and Pie Factory. So...
Being straddled.
You got straddled by the ringmaster / mistress.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for some ring and master.
Or mistress.
It's a good job that you're not censored.
Right, let's go over to our next maze. Okay, so the next attraction we're going into is a firm favourite of ours, Hoodoo Voodoo. Let's go.
Follow the
Right then, guys. So we have just come out of Hoodoo Voodoo, which last year was probably in our top five mazes.
Last year, it made me probably rethink hooded mazes.
Yeah.
I've always been quite vocal about the fact that I'm not a fan of a hooded maze. If you take my sight away, I lose the scares and I spend the whole time fumbling for a rope and it doesn't scare me. And last year, Hoodoo Voodoo made me reconsider that.
Yeah, it was phenomenal last year. We were so scared. And this year, you know, like obviously we want to thank Extreme Scream for inviting us. We appreciate it. Obviously, we are here to help promote the event, but we are also here to give our honest review. And if we weren't giving you guys or Extreme Scream our honest review, then we lose our credibility.
What's the point?
Then what's the point in what we do? We've done over 400 attractions. We've been to multiple seminars. We've helped design and helped create. I think we know our stuff. And unfortunately, we just had a terrible run of Hoodoo Voodoo. It's still beautiful once you have the hood off. And I love the idea of being able to feel different textures on the rope. Like, it has all those elements. But and the maze itself looks good and is good. I just think the actors were asleep.
Asleep or non-existent. So when I had my hood on, I was hooded, and the last thing I saw before I was hooded was an animatronic. I felt no actors. Someone stroked my face at one point. Wasn't sure if it was you or an actor. And then took my hood off. I saw an animatronic. And then I felt like there was a lack of actors in there. And I know that places are struggling for actors this year, but don't replace them with animatronics.
I think,
and that's what I feel like is happening. And I think animatronics work really well, but not as a replacement for actors.
It needs to be used as a distraction for an actor.
A distraction, not a replacement.
And in certain rooms, Stilton really did that for me. You didn't get it as much as I did, but it really did do it. I had actually decent runs. I was at the front of the group for the last two mazes. But yeah, unfortunately, I think we all came out. We've all just come and walked out and gone, it's not that we want to. We're not people
we've
who
have seen it better.
Yeah, it's been the
we've
best maze of the season.
We've seen it so much
it really
better.
Has. So it's a shame, really. But like I say, we've mentioned it multiple times on the podcast, consistency and scare mazes cannot coexist. It's just difficult.
I think
tomorrow they could have the best run ever.
For me, this evening in Hoodoo Voodoo, the only good thing for me personally was the giant voodoo doll.
Yeah.
He was great.
He was great, yeah.
I mean, again, it might have been down to the fact that there wasn't as many actors in there.
Yeah, I think so.
But
staff illness can happen, that sort of thing.
To me, it wasn't as story-driven as what it was before. Before, I remember, for instance, Pagan would make an effort of saying, you have to close your eyes to see the soul and things like that.
Gave you a reason to put the hood
on. And that's always my issue in hooded attractions. For instance, that's one of the reasons why I actually like Molly Crow, because they gave you a reason to the story as to why to wear the hood.
Yeah. All it takes is one actor to not say that one line and already it has changed. But
yeah.
But it's cool. Like we said, I was just saying, speaking to Hannah, when you take your hood off, it's still got some awesome set pieces in there.
Oh yeah,
it
it's still
beautiful.
So beautiful.
The soundtrack's great. I think we just had a struggle, just a bad run that time. But we've got two more attractions to do. We have got the award-winning Village and the legendary Pie Factory. So let's keep going. Okay, so the next attraction we're going to do is the original Pie Factory here at Extreme Scream Park. Always a good favourite. So let's go eat some pies.
Come and see how we make our delicious pies. Only prime cuts of meat. Piggy, piggy, piggy!
Oh, yeah,
yeah. You look tasty! Hard to get you in my life!
Very important piggies in my factory, I think.
Yeah. was quite cool.
What a little idiot are you?
Hello. Look at the head on his chinny chin chin.
Strip that off.
Oh, no, no. Always clean on the room. Always hairless on the room. I'm a good host.
It's not the gravy when you want it.
Right, so we are going to give our review of Pie Factory in just a moment, but the next attraction we are going into is the village. It's very wet outside, so we've come indoors into the maze to get a little bit of a warm. So let's go through this award-winning attraction.
I don't like people coming in my house.
Separate.
Move along quickly! Hi guys, so a little bit of a different ending to this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. It started hammering it down with rain, didn't it, Hannah? It was very, very wet indeed.
Yeah, so it was unsafe for us to bring the camcorder. What's it called?
A recorder?
The recorder.
Camcorder? What's this,
1984? I know. The hand recorder.
So, obviously, yeah, we have our recorder. Obviously, it was very wet. We were very cold. So, what we thought we would do is we would still record inside the attractions and we would wait until we get home to give you our review of the last two attractions. So, whilst we were there, we give you our review of the first three, and now it's time for Pie Factory and The Village, and then we'll wrap up this episode of the podcast as well. So, Hannah, we went through the pie factory, and I think that was probably our strongest maze of the night.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Pie Factory, which I think it's the first year that it's been probably my top. There was some good new scenes in there. There was a loss of some of the static scenes that we've seen before, but I don't think it impacted it that much.
No, I'd say that was the house where the actors were trying their hardest, I think. Mm. They were not more intense, but you could hear them more. They were doing more. A few of the other houses felt they were a little bit static.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, they were really happy to get up close personal, in your face.
Yeah. Some of the previous mazes we've been through, it felt like all the actors were a bit on a scare, reset, repeat sort of program. Whereas this was the first maze of the evening where we saw actors actually acting.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It was just more of a far more personal approach to the acting, I think. I did miss the beginning. There's no sort of spiel now talking about the pies. It was just come check out our pies and go in. So I do think I think over the years that they obviously this was there since year one at Pie Factory, and I've liked the changes over the years. It needed to be a bit louder in certain areas. It was a little bit quiet. But I would say that the actors were the strongest in this maze.
Definitely.
And there was a few animatronics in there, which actually, again, Extreme Screen Park have gone animatronic heavy, I think, is fair to say. I do think they work far better in some mazes than others. I'd say they work okay in this one. They have now got a Trammel vortex tunnel in Pie Factory, which, don't get me wrong, I blooming love a good Trammel.
We always love a Trammel. You can hear us. We always scream and go, oh my god, it's a Trammel.
But it was very weird in that maze. It didn't make sense.
I think it was from the clown maze, and because it didn't look like it'd been rethemed.
Yeah. So, although, again, we're just the geeks. To a general public.
You wouldn't think anything different of it. I just think that if you're going to have a Trummel in the Pie Factory, maybe theme it to sort of like a meat churn.
Just black on blood on it or something like that, maybe.
Yeah, not a clown one.
yeah, definitely. But I would say that was probably our strongest maze of the night, and we enjoyed our run through.
Oh, definitely.
The next and last attraction was The Village. The Village was in its opening year, 2 years ago, 2017, won the best scare attraction.
Yeah.
I think the year before, Extreme Screen Park won Best Screen Park. So they are an award-winning screen park, and this is an award-winning maze. We've got a hoodie with it, and I liked a couple of changes when you went in. There's like an infinity mirror in there now in the first room you go into. But what I will say is that it did get very conga-line-y very, very quickly, didn't it? And unfortunately, like I say, we still had a fun night at Extreme Screen Park.
I'm not sure whether the weather made
the hosts just skip them in.
Get people through, because it did start really getting uncomfortably wet. So I don't know whether that was part of let's just get everyone in.
A conscious decision to get them through.
Or whether that's the new batch system. I'm not sure.
Going more of a Halloween Horror Night style. But the problem is these attractions aren't designed in the same way. Reset Scare work very well at the Halloween Horror Night sort of attractions. These ones are more immersive, more theatrical, more I enjoy these more, but they can't have those constant batching issues. And I think that's the underlying theme, that we still had a great time. The mazes are still phenomenal. They look beautiful.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, if anything, for me, the conga line through the village just gave me the opportunity to look at it a bit more.
True, it meant that we could enjoy the scenography of the attraction
more. I saw a lot more of the harvest symbols actually on the walls and on doors and like etched into paper than I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
So it gave us a chance to actually sort of really appreciate how beautiful it is.
Yeah, definitely. And it is a stunning maze, and it's a long attraction. I think you might have hit the nail on the head. People were getting miserable and wet in the queue lines. The queue line moved very fast. When we came out, we were in there. I recorded, obviously, how long we were in there. When we came out, that whole massive big queue that we thankfully just skipped had gone.
Yeah.
That is a very big throughput in that short space of time. So again, Hannah, you might have hit the nail on the head. It might have been the fact that it was raining, people were getting wet, fed up, that they wanted people to get through these attractions and have a good time. And like I say, we're the geeks. General public would have no idea that it's
Well, exactly, it's an issue with that. Know, we walk through the village having done it for a couple of years now and notice things that have changed or aren't particularly working. And then general general public don't know that the car animatronic wasn't working on our run. Like, that's not something that they're going to miss, and it's not something that's going to affect their overall experience. So it is just because we're nerds.
It's because we're nerds, absolutely. However, we did miss the finale scene. I think it was because of the amount of people going through that church in one time. There is no set piece, which is a scene that we've come to know and love, because it is stunning. But again, like we say, if it was our first ever visit to that attraction, we wouldn't know any different. And we'd just be going, wow, this looks amazing. Because that structure is phenomenal. I do love the village for how it looks. And every maze at Extreme Scream Park look the part. The scenography, definitely. The smells, the sounds, the lighting, the everything about them is a concoction of a fantastic scare attraction. I do think potentially they were slightly lighter on actors than they have been for previous years. We have to be 100% honest there. Yeah. Previous years, I've felt that there have been more actors. Also, I'm personally, I know some people are absolutely fine with it. Myself, personally, I'm really not a fan of the half-mask wig combo. Attractions, they look too similar. Too many characters look the same, in my personal opinion. But the ones that were really up for scaring were up for scaring. Yeah. And I definitely think that Pie Factory were the ones where we got our most scares.
Yeah.
It was a very, very busy night at Extreme Scream Park. Obviously, the last few years we've been there, we've been lucky enough to visit on very quieter nights. This was a busier night. Every single attraction is going to differ. No matter where you are in the UK, Europe and the world, it's all going to differ when they're running closer to capacity.
Yeah.
We've found it over in America, we found it in Germany, we find it here. So that's completely understandable. It's also worth noting that Extreme Scream Park, bless them, have had a really unfortunate summer. There was an issue with their water park. There was an issue with, bless them, they got broken into and had an arson attack, so they have no offices at the moment. So the fact that they've still managed to, you know, pull off this grand event with, you know, bands on stages, the fire show, the circus show, which we didn't really speak too much while we're recording. We did say that the individual acts were awesome. Maybe the little in-betweeny bits did need a little bit more work, but hey, it's a first year for a show, and it's just great to have a show, at least, even though it was very 50-50 on entertainment level. 50% of it was fantastic, the other 50, you know, you want to fast forward to get to the next awesome bit. I do think it's great to have a show at a screen park, because you don't get many, do you?
No, not really.
But yeah, we had a fun night still at Extreme Scream Park. It is a beast of an event.
I personally missed the clown curtains maze.
Yeah.
I actually really missed that this year, but I thought that it was absolutely brilliant. And the street team on the night that we visited the clowns,
the clowns
like
are great.
The abandoned clowns, so it's like that they've lost their home and they're roaming Extreme Scream Park. I just want to give a shout out to the clowns because they were absolutely brilliant, especially one that had exposed itself.
Yeah, the boobs were out. Very sweary as well, Extreme Scream Park.
I know,
very...
which surprised me. Straight out the gate, we were getting massive amounts of foul language
of F-bombs.
Sort of sonars. But it really set the scene straight out the gate.
Definitely.
I enjoyed all the clowns. We had one with a feather boa.
Yeah, he was cool. He was great, definitely. It's also different to see there's two bars there now as opposed to just the one. And before you had to get a stamp to get a drink, I believe.
So
and now it's just unlimited. You can drink as much as you want.
Yeah, so I think that's a...
It's just a change, I don't know.
It's a change. I don't know whether... We've had this debate a lot with alcohol in scare parks. I don't know whether that's a good change or a bad change. Like, I don't know what the reasoning before was for the tickets, so I don't know whether they've had issues in the past, but I liked the unlimited amount of drinks that I could get.
Absolutely. but yeah, we still, like we say, we had a great night at Extreme Scream Park. The Toxic Dolls fire show, they were great as well, so a shout out to them. It is a beast of a park, and they've grown very quickly in the few years they have been there. They have had an unfortunate year on park, and maybe obviously that's meant that they haven't been able to fix those few little niggly things that may have been broken that we noticed that no one else would have noticed.
Yeah.
Every group we went...
I think that sums it up, really, is that we've noticed a dip to the high level that Extreme usually operates at, mm-hmm. but it's still operating at a great level that general public won't recognise.
Absolutely, definitely. And every group that we went through were given loads of screams and squeals. And Hannah, a member of your staff, was actually there the same night, and she says she absolutely loved it.
Yeah, someone that I work with, it was her first ever event that she's ever been to, and she absolutely loved it. But then the person that she was with also commented that there was more actors last year.
Yeah, so there we go. So, again, staff illness does happen. We have seen that around the whole of the UK and things like that, so it's totally understandable. But we still had a really good time at Extreme Scream Park. It is what I would say, a real fun atmosphere. Yeah. They've got the biggest animatronic in the UK.
Oh, I love him.
He's a
cool
pumpkin.
When we first got there, I thought he wasn't working. And when I first saw him go, I was so excited.
Yeah, he's really cool, definitely. Like I say, the Toxic Dolls, the circus show, 5 mazes now instead of the 6. So I think that works, actually. I know you said, Hannah, that you miss clowns. But, I mean, their mazes are long. That's a kudos we need to give to Extreme Scream Park. Their mazes are very long. So you're getting your value for money. However, it's sometimes difficult to fit them all in.
And
so
I don't know how people do fit it all.
Yeah, and that might be why they're batching them in bigger groups and making it more conga line-y. I don't know. I like the fact that there's only 5 to try and get through now rather than the 6. If you're there from open to close,
but then if you
struggle.
Go to the circus, you may as well have just been going in another maze anyway.
A good argument, because you're in the circus for longer. Mic dropped by hand. Right, I think that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. We have to be critical, we have to be honest, but we still had a fantastic time at Extreme Scream Park, and we're looking forward to go again next year to see what improvements they make for 2020. There are a few nights left, guys, very few, so make sure you get your tickets for the last few nights at Extreme Scream Park, www.extremescreampark.co.uk. That extremescreampark.co.uk. Hannah, thank you so much for joining me in the studio, which never happens anymore.
Thank you for getting me home safe.
You're very welcome. And guys, remember to join us over on our social media pages. We are on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Scare Track, and remember you can check out our mini Scare Cam vlog where you can see how up close and personal we got with these crazy clowns at Extreme Scream Park. Go to youtube.com/scaretrack.
And don't forget to follow me on Instagram, scaretrack_Hannah.
Yeah, scaretrack_Hannah.
Plug, plug, plug.
Hannah is getting on the gram. And remember,
I've learnt social media.
And I've learnt how to make a website. So go and check out www.scaretrack.co.uk, where you can check out our Scarecam vlogs, our podcast, our coaster track, our Patreon, our merch. Absolutely everything. There's also going to be a merch sale on the 31st Ooh. Of October, where you're getting 25% off. So guys, be making sure you check out our social media, where we'll be advertising 25% off all Scaretrack merchandise on Halloween.
Ooh.
See you later, guys. Thanks for joining us. Thank you to Extreme Scream Park, and we'll see you next time. Bye,
guys. Scary.